The Nurse's Song from Benjamin Britten's A Charm of Lullabies, words from the mid-16th century set by Britten in 1947, with a happier ending than the lullaby that began Mussorgsky's songs earlier. The encore from Christine Rice and Julius Drake ending this Wigmore Hall lunchtime recital. Next week, the Doric Quartet plays Mozart and Mendelssohn. Do join us if you can.
Andrew McGregor. And the concert he mentions will take place tomorrow at the same time, just after 1 o'clock.
Those opening notes seem so decisive, but where do they lead? What followed on Beethoven's own manuscript was idea after idea crossed out and rewritten. This week, we'll be finding out how Beethoven whittled down the endless number of choices to make the final version of his Fifth Symphony on the Listening Service this afternoon at 5. What do you think should come next? You can get creative right now on the Radio 3 website, where all the individual parts of this movement are available to download and remix. Just go to the Radio 3 website to find out more.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Now on BBC Radio 3, time for this week's edition of the Early Music Show, presented by Lucy Skeeping.
In today's show, a concert recorded in July at the 2020 Litomyshl Festival in the Czech Republic. And I must say, it is nice to have some music that was performed so recently, well, with live concerts being so few and far between these days. About 90 miles east of Prague, Litomyshl is a lively and historic town with an imposing castle and a splendid Gothic town hall dating back to the Renaissance. Music fans can pay a visit to the birthplace of the composer Smetana just outside the castle walls. And a short walk away, in a grassy sculpture park, is the Church of the Finding of the Holy Cross, whose Baroque splendour provides the backdrop for today's concert. It was designed by the Italian architect Giovanni Battista Aliprandi, who spent his final years in Litomyshl and was responsible for several other buildings in the town and in Prague as well. And this concert is dedicated to his memory. So, who are today's performers? Well, they're the Prague-based group Collegium 1704, a mix of singers and instrumentalists directed by the Czech harpsichordist Václav Lux, who've built up a considerable reputation over their 15 years, and rightly so. We'll hear them in a setting of the Dixit Dominus by the Venice-born composer Baldassare Galuppi and another sacred work by local lad Jan Dismas Zelenka, whose music is something of a speciality for the group. But they begin with a religious work by Antonio Caldara. Like Galuppi, he was born in Venice, but before he was 20, he'd launched himself on an impressive career which took him to the courts of Mantua, Barcelona, Rome, and finally the imperial court in Vienna. This is his Kyrie for two choirs, which I hadn't heard before, and I think it's incredibly beautiful. a sacred work by Antonio Caldara, an early 18th century setting of the Kyrie for two choirs, performed there by the instrumentalists and singers of Collegium 1704, directed by Václav Lux, part of the concert they gave last July at the Litomyšl Festival in the Czech Republic, and the first ever performance of that piece in modern times. So I guess you could call it a kind of premiere. And we have another premiere next, this time a setting of the Credo by the Czech composer Jan Dismus Zelenka, who seems to be enjoying something of a renaissance these days. Zelenka grew up in a small town just east of Prague, an almost exact contemporary of Bach and an intensely private and pious man by all accounts. His inspiration was his love of God rather than the increasingly popular taste for Italian opera, and he spent much of his life in Dresden, playing in the famously brilliant court orchestra and supplying the royal chapel with suitably sacred compositions, and in between complaining, not unreasonably, about his breadline salary and lack of promotion. "Your dutiful servant throws himself before your majesty's feet, compelled by his most pressing need," he wrote in some desperation to his employer, the Elector of Saxony, going on to explain how he'd had to pay for music copyists out of his own pocket. It was a sad state of affairs, and when Zelenka died, aged 66, his music was largely forgotten. Until the mid-19th century, that is, when his fellow Czech, the composer Smetana, discovered some of his scores in the Dresden archives and conducted them at a concert in Prague. Zelenka's Credo is one of several sections that he added to an earlier mass originally by Caldara. His music is distinctive and inventive, as one of his contemporaries put it. He never sounds like anyone but himself.
Oh.
a beautiful but rarely heard work, the Credo in D minor by Jan Dismas Zelenka, performed there by the Prague-based Baroque Ensemble Collegium 1704, conducted by Václav Lux. The next piece in the concert was a chance for the singers to take a well-earned break, while the orchestra played an overture by another Czech composer, Franz Xaver Richter. He spent 20 years working as a singer and composer at the court of Mannheim in Germany, and then another 20 years as the chapelmaster at Strasbourg Cathedral. He was considered, even in his own day, to be somewhat old-fashioned and rather unpopular with his colleagues. In fact, there's a drawing of him in his later years at Strasbourg, conducting a choir and orchestra with a rolled-up manuscript and looking decidedly irritable. The young Mozart even suggested in a letter to his father that Richter may have been something of an alcoholic. "Kapellmeister Richter has now restricted himself very much," he wrote. "Instead of 40 bottles of wine a day, he now drinks only 20. Ouch. Still, Mozart appears to have been rather fond of the old boy and described a new mass of Richter's that he heard as charmingly written. Praise indeed. I wonder what he would have made of this overture.
Thank you.
That was an overture in C by Franz Xaver Richter, played there by the instrumentalists of Collegium 1704, conducted by Václav Lux. Well, for the final piece in this concert, given last summer in the Czech Republic, we return to Italy and another work by a Venice-born composer, although this time the backstory is rather more cheerful. Baldassare Galuppi was a big star in 18th century Italy, not least for his hugely popular comic operas. His life seems to have been a busy round of prestigious appointments, opera premieres and foreign trips, even as far as St. Petersburg, where his sacred music had a lasting impact on the Orthodox Church. And London too, where he was composer in residence at the Haymarket Theatre for a couple of years, at a time when simply being Italian in London was the height of fashion. Back in Venice, he held the post of Director of Music at St. Mark's, and for two separate periods was employed at the Conservatory of the Ospedale degli Incurabili. This institution was originally founded to care for girls who were orphaned or destitute, but by the 18th century it had become an outstanding music conservatory, among the best in Europe, and the young lady's wonderful singing became a big tourist attraction, with visitors coming from far and wide to hear them. So it was for this young student choir, his nightingales as he called them, that Galuppi composed this setting of the Dixit Dominus, which of course explains why it features only high voices.
Thank you. Thank you.
Collegium 1704, with the setting of the Dixit Dominus by Baldassare Galuppi, composed in the 1770s for the students of the Ospedale degli Incurabili in Venice. That and all the music we've been hearing over the past hour was directed by Václav Lux and recorded at a concert given last July at the Litomyšl Festival in the Czech Republic. Do join me next time.
Today's edition of the Early Music Show was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced in Salford by Les Pratt. On next week's programme, Lucy will be looking at the subject of darkness and light, music that takes inspiration from the Renaissance painting technique of chiaroscuro. That's next Sunday at the usual time of 2 o'clock. And there's just time to hear a little more from Collegium 1704. This is part of the Stabat Mater by the Czech composer František Tuma. The third movement of František Tuma's Stabat Mater, performed there by Collegium 1704 and conducted by Václav Lux.
The glints of frost across a landscape. The colours streaming through a cathedral window. The glow of faces round a fire. It's light which softens winter's harsh edges and brings out its beauty. As we approach midwinter, Radio 3 has a fortnight of music and poetry inspired by light to hold back the dark. Illuminating winter, light in the darkness, on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds, starts at dawn next Sunday.
This is BBC Radio 3. Good afternoon from me, Chris Barrow. And it's 3 o'clock, time for Choral Evensong, first broadcast live on Wednesday from Salisbury Cathedral. The canticles are sung to the set composed in the key of D by George Dyson, and the anthem is A Hymn to the Virgin, a setting by Benjamin Britten of an anonymous early medieval text in honour of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The service begins with an introit for this season of Advent by Paul Manns, E'en so, Lord Jesus, quickly come.